Africa has always been a subject of fascination for Western writers. Our book critic John Leonard has a review of two new books about the continent by American authors. Maneater's Motel is by Dennis Boyles. African Silences is by Peter Matheson, who's probably best known for his books about American social movements and the natural and spiritual worlds.
Peter Matheson has been to Africa before, in the tree where man was born. These essays from two decades take him back, by boat, train, jeep, plane, and sore feet, from Kenya and Tanzania in the east to Cameroon, Senegal, and the Ivory Coast in the west, with Uganda and Zaire in between. This is a lot of bush pigs, buffaloes, and baboons, not to mention swamp antelope and palm nut vultures, Congo peacocks and Abyssinian hornbills, many pygmies, and one plimpton, George, a friend of his. The elephants are dying, and so are the rhinos, and a mongoose goes after Matheson while he's trying to take a shower. And there are brand new things to be said about Diane Fossey, AIDS, poaching, dictatorship, and the Serengeti. All these things are said, as we've come to expect from Matheson, in a high style of brilliant hues, but also with a mournfulness. Not just the elephants, but all of Africa is dying. Dennis Boyles, a contributing editor to Playboy, is much breezier, in East Africa, whose history, he tells us, has been so thoroughly romanticized for Westerners that it now seems like a sequence of fables, a collection of anthrofiction, a mythology involving a long pre-colonial golden age in which gentle pastoral tribesmen watched their flocks as mystics studied the heavens and visionaries built mysterious cities. Boyles disdains this romance of a golden age, rudely interrupted first by roving gangs of white chaps who overpowered local chiefs, then kidnapped millions of natives and took them to Louisiana and elsewhere. There was slavery in Africa before there were white men, he says, and he doesn't particularly esteem the blacks he meets on a train from Mombasa to Lake Victoria. On the other hand, he's no kinder to white people either. Poor Isaac Dennison gets hers, the precious, affected, patronizing, self-absorbed Dane, he describes her, who was more concerned about her aristocratic title than almost anything else in her life. Boyles would rather tell us very funny anecdotes, especially about man-eating lions, to whom he devotes an hilarious appendix. I'm probably being unfair to both these books, but it does seem to me the time's come for white people to shut up about black Africa, especially since we no longer want to invest in all these new nations now that the Cold War is over and there's nothing in it for us except exotic material for morbid lamentation. We ought to be sending food instead of writers. Graham Greene and Joseph Conrad, Evelyn Waugh and Ernest Hemingway, Saul Bellow and John Updike, the Dark Continent has been a Rorschach test for white writers with wounds in their manhood. Why not listen for a while? Not necessarily to the pelicans and storks, or the green monkeys and the armored beetles, but to African writers themselves, novelists like Chinua Achebe and Nerudin Farah, playwrights and essayists like Wole Soyinka. We've long since learned to let the Latin Americans tell us all about themselves, and the Russians and the Japanese, and the Irish and the Indians. Our problem with Africa, as with Arabia, is that we're still tourists, on safari, bagging snap impressions, picture postcards of despair.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed African Silences by Peter Matheson and Maneater's Motel by Dennis Boyles.